Jimmy talk about any kind of sports. Local sports, professional sports, racing sports, ball sports, big sports, small sports. Hello, KGNU listeners, and welcome to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, coming at you with the biggest and best sports stories from across the Front Range, except for today. Today's story is an exception, and that is because today's topic deserves an exception. You see, on August 2nd, the sporting world lost a great man when the former Los Angeles Dodgers play-by-play announcer Vin Scully passed. The phrase greatest of all time is a term in sports that is used way too often these days, but there are cases when such a subjective term becomes objective, and that is the case for Vin Scully. You would be hard-pressed to find anyone in sports announcing that would not put him at the top of their list of all-time greats. He had an impeccable sense of detail. Through the radio alone, Scully could show you the game as if you were sitting and watching the game right next to him. And that was the goal. It would even become a saying that he would use where he would tell the audience to pull up a chair into the booth with him while he called the game. He had a cadence and voice to him that was soothing and relaxed while also knowing just when to toss in the right amount of excitement at the right time. It was a perfect personification of the game of baseball itself. When he started with the Dodgers back in 1950, they were still in Brooklyn. And they even had a player with the name of Jackie Robinson playing first base. He was just 22 years old when he found himself in the booth for the Dodgers. When the Dodgers made their move to Los Angeles, he moved with them, and he taught the city the game of baseball. And he began it with what became his signature phrase, "It's time for Dodger baseball." Over his 67-year career, he had called 25 World Series, 3 perfect games, 18 no-hitters, and was the voice for several of the most memorable sports moments, like the catch in the 1981 NFC title game and Kirk Gibson's walk-off home run of the 1988 World Series. He always seemed to know the right thing to say at the right time, but would never take away from a moment. When he called the home run that placed Hank Aaron above Babe Ruth on the all-time home run list, he energetically said, "It's a high drive to deep left center field, Buckner back to the fence, it's gone." Then sat back, got himself a glass of water, and drank it slowly to allow the sounds of the moment to tell its own story. Scully has been quoted to say, "I try to call the game as quickly as I possibly can, then shut up and let the crowd roar, because to me, the crowd is the most wonderful thing in the world when it's making noise." When he retired in 2016, he spoke directly to the fans on his last broadcast. He talked about his long friendship with the fan base and how in his heart he knew that he always needed them more than they needed him. Baseball lost its voice on Tuesday, but sports fans will never forget the words of Vin Scully. That has been all the time for us this morning. I've been your host, Jimmy Searfoss for KGNU. Have a great rest of your day, and be sure to tune in next time at this same time next week for more Sports Talk with Jimmy.